John Rosen joins us. John, how are you?
Doing great. Great to catch up with you, Corey. And it was good when we asked Trails this past season at Rexall Place in Edmonton. It's great seeing you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's always good to see you. What's this offseason been like watching the Kings? Some of the moves they've made, bringing in Lucic, obviously the whole thing with Mike Richards, the Voyanov thing still hanging over. What's it kind of been like covering the Kings here?
It's been a long offseason, you know, one that got off to a ominous start, obviously, with the Jarrett Stoll news, you know, 1 week into the, you know, the beginning of the offseason, back when the NHL was still in its first week of the Stanley Cup playoffs. But it's been pretty quiet for the last 6 weeks or so, really up until yesterday, when, the news broke that Christian Ehrhoff has agreed to terms with the Kings in a one-year, $1.5 million contract. That news, and that's, imminent signing, would dispel one of the concerns that a lot of Kings fans had going into the season, and that was of the defensive depth. You know, say what you will about Robin Regier perhaps getting up there a little bit in age and possession numbers. That's really kind of irrelevant right now. He was a 4-8, 20 minutes plus per game on the Kings' blue line. The Kings, we're looking at having to, share some of those minutes among players that would be having to take a little bit of a leap to absorb them. So the fact that they can bring in Ehrhoff, who last year at 21.5 minutes of ice time per game, assuages some of the concerns that Kings fans may have. There's still the question right now over whether the Kings' center depth is still a strength of this team. Keep in mind, even though that Jarrett Stoll and even though Mike Richards has not been playing their best hockey over the last 24 months or so, that had been one of the things that had set the Kings apart from other teams in the league. And right now, the Kings are looking at a consortium of players like Trevor Lewis, Nick Shore, Andy Andreoff, perhaps even Jordan Wheel to fill in, the third, fourth line center role. So that's another question that might have to be answered come training camp time. But at this point right now, it does appear that Nick Shore will be that third line center, and there's some good promise there. And, the Kings will perhaps have to answer that later on, whether it's, down at the kind of close to the trading deadline. But one of the big questions have been answered, and that had been in the defensive depth.
Yeah, and let's go there with Ehrhoff. I mean, he's had some injury concerns the last couple of years. $1.5 million is a nice deal. He's had some success, though, too. In San Jose, he was a great defenseman. I thought he was good in Vancouver as well before moving on to Buffalo with that big deal. If he can stay healthy, this guy can, be a solid, 3-4 defenseman, can he?
Absolutely. And the Kings were in a similar situation prior, to the, 10-11, 11-12 season, back in 10-11, where they had signed Willie Mitchell. And Willie Mitchell was coming off of concussion history, and, he served as really a corner piece of the Kings' defensive core. They're obviously two very different defensemen right now, Christian Ehrhoff and Willie Mitchell. But, Ehrhoff is somebody that, at the very least, provides that insurance with all the uncertainty with Slava Voynov right now. Keep in mind, Voynov has been suspended indefinitely by the NHL, and, there's no surefire way to tell, what's going to happen with his immigration status, whether the league will reinstate him. He has also been separately suspended by the Kings for suffering a torn Achilles during some training activity that, took place outside the hockey rink. So even on top of not having played in a nearly one full season, there's also a little bit of rehabilitation that adds an even firmer question mark. Based on my conversations earlier in the summer, the Kings were planning on bringing back Slava Voynov should all those T's be crossed and I's be dotted, and incorporate them back into their defense. However, when you have that Ehrhoff signing, perhaps that could signal a shift in perhaps a line of thinking, or even signal some uncertainty over whether it will ever be available for this Kings team right now. So at the very least, they found a guy who's coming off a one-year, $4 million contract. Only four off seasons ago, signed that 10-year, $40 million contract with Buffalo. So you could do a lot worse in terms of finding, a replacement or insurance piece.
Looking up front, you talked about the questions around the center depth. Getting a guy like Milan Lucic, though, what does that mean to the LA Kings in your mind?
It balances out the Kings up front. Lucic will play to the left of Andrei Kopitar, and that will shift Marian Gaborik back over to the right side, which is a side that he's more comfortable. So the Kings had found some pretty good success in having Dustin Brown or Justin Williams occupy that top-line right-wing role. There wasn't as much regularity this past season. A little bit of a revolving door. Dustin Brown ended up having a rough year. His numbers, beyond the primary metrics, the secondary metrics, indicated that he's looking to have a bounce-back season. It just needed that the Kings needed to be able to go out and get somebody to balance out that lineup. They have that in Lucic, somebody who's going to be playing for a contract this summer, so you assume that the motivation wouldn't be any type of an issue right there. But it also allows Dustin Brown most likely to drop down two lines, play alongside guys like perhaps just Dwight King, Nick Shore, if that's the route that they go. But it should really balance out the Kings' scoring depth while adding perhaps more regularity to the top line.
John Rosen joins us here, the LA Kings Insider, as we look at the Kings here during the offseason. Here in Edmonton, we talk about teams that are big and physical and strong. I mean, LA's been that team over the years here in the Western Conference. You add Lucic, just adds another dimension, doesn't it, to be that big, strong team, which I think you need to win in this conference, don't you?
It certainly reinforces the Kings' bread-and-butter style of play. I don't think that this is a front office that put much stock into what the analysts have to say about whether this is a shift away, the league is shifting away from bigger, stronger teams, the more speed and skill. The Kings have won a pair of Stanley Cups, having perhaps the biggest, the heaviest team in the National Hockey League, the team that has been one of the better forechecking teams in the league. You look at the Pacific Division, San Jose, they had a rough year. They're very strong on the forecheck, especially at home. Anaheim is fallacious on the forecheck. This should put the Kings once again in that good position, reinforcing their ability to get the puck deep, win those battles behind the net. I think it was Torrey Krug who had tweeted right after Lucic had been traded to Los Angeles. I'm paraphrasing here, but good luck to the defenseman in the Western Conference to try to pick those pucks up behind the goal line, because that's going to be another added asset that Lucic brings in addition, you know, to the all-around strong power game.
John, last year, you know, they narrowly missed the playoffs, and maybe you look at the shootout record as part of the reason why they just seemed to be terrible in shootouts. 3-on-3 overtime comes around. This is going to be a benefit for the Kings, don't you think?
It's too early to say right now. I mean, anytime you can get Andrei Kopitar, Marian Gaborik, and Drew Doughty on the ice together, you know, with Jonathan Quick in net, you know, I'd most likely be favoring the Kings in that type of a situation. But the shootouts are so bizarre. They run hot and cold. There was the one year where Jarrett Stoll started the season, I believe, 9-for-9 in the shootouts. And the Kings, traditionally, with Jonathan Quick and Nett, have been one of the strongest shootout teams in the league. Last year, they just couldn't buy a goal. They went 4 full months during the season without even one shootout goal. That was from November to February, in which they didn't even put one puck in the net. So there's part of that. You can also look at the fact that the Kings have lost Tanner Pearson for the season in January with a leg injury. He had the highest shooting percentage on the team at the time. The Kings also lost Andre Sequeira, who Oilers fans are going to absolutely love, to a knee injury late in the season as well. All these factors combined for Los Angeles to miss the playoffs. You would think that when you get to the shootout, perhaps they will even up year to year, but perhaps it is also a indication that more skill was needed. And perhaps Jordan Wheel, who did score in a shootout game winner in preseason last year and should be penciled into this Kings team, he'd have to clear waivers if he didn't. He was the AHL's MVP. Western Hockey League fans will remember him from his days as the WHL Spring Champion with the Regina Pats. He's somebody that adds some skill and should be somebody that should also be relied on in a shootout.
You mentioned Sequeira. I know he's only there for 16 games last year as a full-time King, but tell me, the Oilers fans are going to love him. Why?
Oh, he's just silky smooth, can play in all situations, great low center of balance. The one minor question that I have, is that he's now really, I would assume, I haven't seen the Oilers, top to bottom defensive pairings right now, but I'd assume he's going to be the A number one minute beater at a top pairing defenseman. Is he capable of doing that? He certainly seems to be capable of doing that in Carolina, with Buffalo, but those weren't very good teams. But he's just somebody that, again, all situations, moving the puck quickly, getting the puck into the hands of the forward. He can also quarterback a power play, had great chemistry with Andre Kopitar with the Kings last year. So given what we saw from him in Los Angeles and previously in his career, absolutely, Oilers fans should be very excited about what he can bring for the next 6 years.
Great stuff. John Rosen, the LA Kings Insider. Appreciate the time as always. John, enjoy the rest of your offseason.
Thanks so much. My pleasure, Corey.